That is go time. Howdy, folks! Hi, Jocelyn!
Hi!
Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. This is Best Coast Business Live, and I'm Andrea Geis. I'm here with our special guest co-host, Jocelyn Brennan, today. Jocelyn, hello, hello. Long time no see.
What's up? Oh, you know, just starting my own company and, you know, trying to keep busy. But I first of all have to start off by saying congratulations on the new puppy. Very cute.
Oh boy, he's a little rascal handful. I wanted his name to be, at first it was going to be Nossie. And then I was like, you know what? I really like Cabo. And then it turned into Bruiser. So we'll see what sticks.
He's going to live up to it. Whatever you name him, that's what he'll live up to.
Oh, well, thank you very, very much. Thank you for being here today. What's the name of your company?
It is called the HRM Corp, and I am doing some land use entitlement consulting. I'm running the leadership program for the chamber. I'm doing some other consulting, just keeping busy and keeping in touch with everyone and really enjoying it. So, and I'm thrilled to be here today. It's been a while.
Awesome. I know, in a different role and caliber, so very, very cool. And you know, it dawned on me, I told everyone earlier that the world just seems a little bit off kilter today. My brother told me that there's some Pluto, I want to call it a renegade, but it's not a renegade, it's a retrograde. And then Fred said it's, yeah, it is 2/22/22. So I don't know if you're feeling that way, but I'm just a little, it could be no sleep from a puppy too, who knows?
Yeah, and the rain, and now we're getting some wind. I don't know, it's exciting. And they're getting hail in some parts of the county, and in some of the inland areas, they're getting a little frost and hail, so. What's going on? I don't know. But here we are. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, hopefully we get through today. Well, we've got an exciting show. Let me tell you a little bit about Best Coast Business Live. So once upon a time when we started this, it was Best Coast Business Toast. And we were interviewing businesses and talking to different community leaders about how they've died, thrived, or survived during COVID. Now it's just community collaboration and talking to business leaders and different entities in the company or in the county on the awesome things that they're doing. So you've kind of known that, and here you are. So we've got an exciting show lined up, lots of different entities. What else you got that you want to throw in that one?
I was just going to say, I'm excited about our guest today. So I know that we've got Stephanie from the Alzheimer's Association. We've got Central Trust Strong. We've got Terry from Tascadero. This is a great place for me. I try to watch every week to get information about just what's going on in the county. So you guys are doing a great job.
Ah, much appreciated. Yeah, lots of different businesses and lots of different connections, and we're excited for it. And we've got a great team behind the scenes, our Wizard of Oz and Heidi herself. Thank you guys for doing all that you do. So without further ado, should we introduce Stephanie Foster from the Alzheimer's Association?
Hello. Hello, ladies. Thank you so much for letting me come say hi.
Well, hello. Thank you for being here. Tell us more about what's going on in your world. Where'd you come from? What day were you born?
Well, I actually moved down here just 4 months ago from Oregon. I've been working for the Alzheimer's Association in Oregon for 4 years, and I work on an event called The Longest Day, where people do whatever they love to do and raise funds and awareness around that. I was able to raise it from $46,000 the year before I started to $215,000 in revenue last year. So looking to build a program up here in the Central Coast.
Rad.
So Stephanie, I looked on the website and I don't completely understand what Longest Day Ever is. Like, can people do their own thing, or are we going to do an event here on the Central Coast?
That's a great question. So the walk, everyone's familiar with walks, right? A lot of nonprofits do walks. So this event is for all the people who don't want to go to a certain place at a certain time and walk. It's for, you can do anything. It's the best and the challenging thing about it. You can literally do anything. I had a gal up in Oregon who liked to do jigsaw puzzles, so she did an open house. We have people doing golf and tennis tournaments. You can do a readathon. We had a rock gym do a climathon. So it's just a really fun way to do what you love, create memories with the people you love, but then raise awareness. We want people to know there's 690,000 Californians living with Alzheimer's, and for them and their caregivers, we want to make sure they know we're here because we have tons of resources. And we just want to be able to connect people and have fun and raise money for research and programs.
So do you have, I mean, that's all great stuff too. Do you have like a date set for the longest day? Is this like a certain time frame that this is going to be, or is this just an overall, I'll let you explain.
So it's really, yeah, I mean, that's a great question. It's one of those, again, it's the best and worst thing about it. You can do what you want to do whenever you do. We focus around the summer solstice, which is the longest day of the year, because anyone caregiving or living with Alzheimer's, any day can be like the longest day. So we want to turn that into something really positive, doing things with the people you love. But I have someone who's doing, from Slo County, who's doing a 45-day, 23-state motorcycle tour around the US, because as a kid, he did this tour with his family and his parents. Unfortunately, his mother had Alzheimer's, his dad was a caretaker, and they passed away in 2018, about 3 months apart from each other. He found a little notebook his mom had kept about this journey they took as a kid. So in honor of them, he's put together this big tour. He already has one or two sponsors who will do his tire changes and things like that. So he's going to go around the country and raise funds and awareness on his journey around. So we're pretty excited about that. And then there's a knitting group, one up in Cambria and one down in Ventura County. And hopefully we'll get the slow ones involved. They're going to do yarn bombing, which is where they make yarn and they put it on trees or businesses around the different cities to build awareness. And they'll raise funds that way too. So it's just, it's a super fun event and you can do it whenever. June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. So the knitting one, all those things will be put up in June.
And then do you guys provide a way for them to raise funds, or is it through GoFundMe, or how does it work?
So we have our own website. So anyone who wants to get involved would go to alz.org/TLD for the longest day. They would go register. It does require a $20 donation, but once they're registered, even if all they do is join the program or, you know, register for the event and then post that from your participant center, you can post to your Facebook page, to your Twitter account, to Instagram, and just let people know what you're doing. Sometimes you can ask without asking, let them know what you're doing and why it's important. And you never know who's going to be so happy to have that opportunity to do something good right after the pandemic. We all want ways to do something good. So this gives them a chance to hear about the fact that we're here and to, you know, raise awareness.
Well, and I'm assuming that, you know, folks with Alzheimer's and their caregivers have been pretty isolated during COVID. I'm sure it's been extra hard on that group of people.
It has. I was double checking some stats on our website in prep for the for this call. And during COVID, deaths from Alzheimer's have actually increased 16%. Mm-hmm. And we have been able to amazingly pivot to virtual programs. We deliver programs. We have support groups in Slo County. We have education programs. We have 5-week seminars that people can do on being a savvy caregiver. And it's, you know, when people get that diagnosis and they've been wondering, they're already having issues. And if the more people know ahead of time and they know what's coming and they're prepared as things keep progressing, because we don't have a cure yet, we're the largest nonprofit funder of research in the world. As we fight for that cure, we want people to have resources so that when those things come up and they don't know how to deal with getting someone who wanders not to wander and how to look into a care facility, if you need that eventually, we want to hook people up to all those resources.
That sounds like a really beautiful thing. I know personally, I haven't been affected by Alzheimer's, but my father had dementia and I was his caregiver for 13 months before I was able to find him adequate care. But it's hard on, you know, the person who has the disease, but it's also hard on the family members too. So having those resources are a really beautiful thing. Thank you for what you're doing there.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that.
Yeah. And then what are there other some... Here we are. Andrea starts talking in cursive now at this point. are there any local events coming up soon that you have been participating in or promoting it or generating activity in any way?
Right now, it's definitely about outreach. So we're reaching out to surfers. We've got a program called Catch a Wave where they can have sort of a surf-a-thon, it's hard to say, and you know, raise funds through their surfing. We have someone working on a golf tournament. Someone's working on a tennis tournament. So we're just kind of getting things up and running. But like I said, we've got the guy doing the motorcycle, and then we have other people. The knitters will start knitting now and get the word out to other people. So...
Are you like a solo show, or do you have like a team of people to help organize some of these things?
So I'm the only one who does it here in Central Coast, which some people think that sounds like a lot, but I had the whole state of Oregon and Washington, Vancouver, Washington. So it's a smaller area. But I am building up the group of volunteers. I have a couple people at UCSB actually who are helping me do data mining. So they'll look for all the tennis clubs, they'll look for all the coffee shops, places we can put flyers up. But we are always looking for more volunteers to help with my event, or to also do, so, you know, we can train people to help run support groups. We can train people to help give education classes. Right now they're all virtual, but it's something that it's really meaningful to be able to do something like that. So if people want to volunteer, I think the links are in, it'll be in the post.
Okay. And what's another good way to get a hold of you personally or professionally?
Yeah. Well, I would say, yeah. So my email is the easiest. It's SM as in Mary, smfoster@alz.org. And then people who want any other information about the association overall and reaching me or anyone else for care consultations or for seminars, they can go to alz.org. That's our website. Really easy to remember. And it's a great place for caregivers. Like Andrea, if you had known about those resources, hopefully you were able to tap into them. But if not, you know, being able to share with other people, if they go to that website, we almost have too much information, right? You can go down that rabbit hole and find out I'm a caregiver and I need to figure out the financial piece and how do families approach that conversation if that person is reluctant, but how to help start having those conversations that make a difference as they move through the disease.
Wow. Good information. Good information. Jocelyn, do you have anything else you wanted to add or ask?
No, just thank you for what you're doing. I think, is the summer solstice in June? Is that when...
June 21st. Yeah, June 21st. So that's when we get. But for anyone who registers, if anyone's at all interested or you know someone else who might be interested, by February 28th, we do have an incentive. You get an additional little thermal mug with a lid. That's awesome. So if anyone registers by December 28th at that alz.org/TLD, they'll get the mug and then this year's t-shirt that has this on the back. Oh. The day of the night is the day that we fight. So it's that in Alaska, they have a longer day, but we can do a manageable day here. So would love anyone interested, reach out and I'd be happy to set them up and get them some information about it.
Awesome. We'll do.
Thank you so much.
Spread the word.
Thank you.
So without further ado, is this where we, Jocelyn, we bring on our next component?
What got my attention is I was scrolling through Central Coast Strong, our Facebook group. So if you're not on there, get on there. It's a great site to promote businesses. And you are having, I think you were promoting a couple things coming up that you'll be doing.
Yeah.
Are there lots and lots of things that event? Okay, so
yeah, there's things going on.
Yeah, yeah. So events that you want to talk about, or is it better to have them go to your website?
Yeah, we can talk about those. So I am a public course instructor through the Parks and Rec in Atascadero, Arroyo Grande, and Grover Beach.
Okay.
I teach public skate classes. It's open for all ages. Around 6 or 7 usually is like the smallest one that we've gotten. All the way up, and parents have come in, grandparents are joining in. And what the class is it's just meant to get the community out and give another type of activity for physical fitness.
I think I know what that was. Hi, Jack and Tiff. How are you guys?
Hello.
We are doing really well. Great to see you all. Hey, Jocelyn.
So we've collaborated with Central Coast Strong. Jack and Tiff have been going out there and doing their weekly, what do you call it? The Central Coast Spotlight?
Central Coast Strong Spotlight.
Yes. So this past week, you guys had interviewed Dottie from...
Doomsday Skate School.
Tell us how that went. We saw that blurb and good job there.
Actually was a lot of fun. It turned into, it was a little bit longer than we normally do, but it's really cool what she's doing in our community. And we discovered during our interview was she started it like for income during COVID. So it was kind of exactly what Central Coast Strong was for. So that kind of developed during our conversation, and she started this skate school all across the county. And she does just private lessons where you learn to skate, like on, she does rollerblades, but primarily, is it called a quad? forget. Where there's four wheels.
Like a car, you know?
And then she also does like stroll and skate with, so she teaches safety. So when you're pushing your child or like you could get a stroller for your puppy and do it with your puppy. That would be pretty. I mean,
I had a really bad experience on skates this year. It landed me in the hospital.
Oh gosh. Okay. Never mind.
I'd probably be okay with a stroller, but I don't, it was on Bob Jones, first day out back on roller skates. And it hadn't been in, 20 years. That was a really, and then you go down the hill and it's all gravelly. It was not a good
situation. Well, I will tell you something. We were like thinking we would go on skates because it would be entertaining and fun. But the more I thought about it, I was like, maybe not such a great idea. You don't just jump on skates after 20 years. And like,
I was going to ask you guys if you got skates. We talked about it last week. So
yeah, no, I mean, I definitely would like to take her class. Like, I think it would be fun to do. Like the one I was interested in, she does the Bob Jones trail. But she keeps you safe and you, so I think she calls it trail skating. So she does all different types. And then also she comes from the derby world.
Okay.
So she gets you ready, to go and do the derby. Like you can't just like go out and be a derby skater. You have to like go through and kind of learn the basics.
And you know, for her to start this business as like, back in when COVID days, the only like thing that you could do was outside.
So, yeah,
and people going stir crazy inside too. Mm-hmm. So that I'm
very clever.
Which is actually what she was saying is like get kids outside, and a lot of like a lot
Wear
of this.
Them out.
I know, right? So I know Katie wanted to put Jack. She's like, we need Jack to go to skate school to wear out some of his energy.
I'm bouncing up in
He's like the little bouncy ball around here. So she said, because there were no sports at the time during COVID, all those sports. But she also has a foundation. If you go to Central Coast Strong and look at the where the interview, we posted her link tree below. But she also started a foundation where she's wanting to get, it could be an outdoor, I think probably outdoor or an indoor rink locally.
Yeah,
so I thought that was really neat. And you can tell just by networking and by talking about it, how this entire business has snowballed to different outlets, which I think is good. It's positive.
Awesome. Yeah.
It was fun.
Something unique, like I haven't seen something awesome like that, in a while.
Roller did she skate. Do like a, I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, finish what you were going to say.
I was going to say roller skating and stroller skating. That's amazing.
I know. So she doesn't do blading. Okay. Good to know.
Well, she does. She does. She just said she prefers, but she does both. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I swear.
And then, there's different levels. And then she, remember how I told you last week I skated before?
Yeah, professionally.
So it professionally, and it's called,
what was it called now?
Oh God, why are you putting me on the spot?
She knew what it was. Anyways, there were circles at the roller rink and you would go around them,
Oh.
Anyways, now I can't remember again. She told me the name of it, but they're starting that again too.
Oh, wow. Like, where are they doing it? Just anywhere and everywhere?
Yeah. Like they have all kinds of, they're having a big, like a DJ skate thing coming up at Avila on the basketball court
at night or during the day. It reminds me of like the indoor rinks when you're like,
I think we should all go, but you can't, we're not gonna allow you on skates.
I'll just video and tape you guys and take pictures.
We should sign Andrea up for a lesson and then we should air it on the show.
True.
That would be in bubble wrap and a helmet and all like the pads and everything.
Yeah.
You tear it up. You would do so good. You just
tear it up.
I like
would you be nervous to get on skates again? Would you do it?
Oh yeah. I would probably do it.
Yeah.
carefully, if maybe with proper training this time, because I thought I could just, oh, I got this. Boom, 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 boom. It was so bad. So bad.
It's funny how you think like you can just pick, I don't know. Yeah. I'm with you, girl. I'm with you.
Kind of like having a puppy. You think you like got teenagers in the house. You can do this again. Nope. Yes, I can.
Yeah. So we were just talking before we went live with Andrea's puppy. It's like having a baby, right? It's like they get up.
Very much so. I have them all recorded. I'll send them to you. It's like,
okay.
Yeah, he's like crying. And then you have to like differentiate. Oh, he's hungry. Oh, he's sniffing around. Oh, it's time to poop. It's different language. Hurry. Run.
It's fun though. Yeah. So you asked me how long it took, and it just like, kids, you forget those things now.
My husband's like, oh, it'll just be a couple weeks. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. Anyway, who are you guys interviewing?
So this week, his name is Jim Trimmer, and Trimmer, but he owns Coastal Ion Design, and he actually did a really cool custom design for us personally on our deck railing. So we were going to kind of show that off, because he started by doing the address, like,
okay,
for
Iron Beach, like, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah. So if you go to Coastal Iron Design on Instagram, he's on there, and that's what he's most popular for, but he's starting to build like structures, and our deck was the one with the wires, you know, how that goes through. But we wanted, like, I had this idea for, I wanted like chunky, like post. Down. And then I wanted to be able to remove the plexiglass and put it back. And he like figured it out. Like,
yeah. Wow, cool.
Yeah.
He's like creative. Yeah.
Very, like a very talented person.
It's almost like art, and it serves the purpose of, you know, not only the aesthetic part, but structural. And sounds cool. When are you guys talking to him?
So we're moving it. So we're not sure yet.
Probably sometime next week though.
Yeah, it was going to be yesterday, but something came up. So we're shuffling a little bit, but we'll have it.
We'll send it on the Central Coast Strong, and everyone will know. Probably next week though. Stay tuned.
Perfect. Yeah. I got to utilize Central Coast Strong this past weekend to find our little perro.
Oh, I saw.
Cool. Yeah.
And then I got a cute text because you couldn't tell anyone else.
I know. Look at what we did.
I can't believe you don't have the puppy with you. I was kind of.
I'll have my daughter bring him down real quick if she's okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we want to see him.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So you get instantly 100 viewers.
Think so.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys talk amongst yourself really quick.
Now, we don't have a name yet, kind of. What's the last name you're on right now for the dog?
Bruiser.
Bruiser could become your mascot. Just saying.
We've talked about that too. Yeah. He's so stinking cute.
Ideas.
Yeah. I like it. I think. We want to see Bruiser. If not today, next time.
But we'd like to. I'm downstairs.
So thank you again, Central Coast Strong. It's loyal to local. Please join our Facebook group. That is where we are at. We have over 4,600 members. We want more members. We want to hear from new businesses. We really are not picky. Like, people ask us all the time, you know, what they can post. I mean, just as long as it's not... as long as it's about business.
Yeah.
But for the most part, we want to hear from you, like, whatever your business is.
Awesome.
Pretty much. I thought about that.
Almost anything. You guys are doing such a great job thinking about it. How long has it been? I know we got to go here in a minute, but how long has it been?
So it's been 2 years.
Two years almost.
Yeah, yeah. March.
Wow.
March or April.
Yeah, this is the guy. Like, my idea was the signs, but Facebook group was all Jack.
Great job.
Yeah, great idea. It's been a blessing for sure.
Awesome. Thank you guys for what you're doing. I'm trying to get the kids to cooperate, but I don't know what's going on. He'll be here next week for sure, if they don't make it in time. Jocelyn, do you want to introduce Terry?
I would love to. Terry is a deputy city manager for Atascadero, and she is also event woman extraordinaire for Parks and Rec and a dear friend. So it's my pleasure to introduce her. Hi, Terry.
Thank you, Jocelyn. Hi there. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Terry. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, nice being here again. And we got more stuff, believe it or not. So I am so thrilled. We're part of the street fair that's going to happen on March 13th with At Her Table. And At Her Table, their mission is to bring awareness and support to women-owned businesses in the beverage and restaurant industry on the Central Coast. And they have a slew of events that are happening. But on March 13th, well, the week of March 7th, I believe, or March 6th through the 13th, and you go to their website, atthertable.com, they'll have a slew of events that'll go on the Central Coast. And what's exciting for us is on the Sunday, March 13th, from 12 to 5, they'll have a street fair, and that will involve all the different businesses on Entrada. They'll have music. They have over 16 vendors participating. So it's going to be a lot of fun and an opportunity for people to come down and see all of our businesses in Atascadero. So we're thrilled to be a part of that. So that's a new thing. Yay.
Yeah.
And then we also have some new businesses to town. We have Carbon 6 Wine Bar, and they're like on the north side of El Camino Real and Traffic Way. So in addition to the downtown, so kind of fun with all our breweries and Ancient Al Bottle and Wine Shop, kind of adding to the mix, and all the different wine bars that we do have as well. So I'm kind of like cheating because I don't want to forget anything. Go-Go Thai Restaurant, formerly Thai-rific, that came in the corner of Cabrillo and El Camino Real, so that's exciting. And then Mountain Mike's Pizzeria will be going in the Marston's 101 restaurant that was formerly there next to Holiday Inn Express. So we have quite a bit going on. So it's exciting to see different businesses coming in. We have La Plaza across from Sunken Gardens and City Hall here too, that has quite a bit going on there with new people coming in, and it just continues to evolve. So we'll bring the latest every week to everybody here. And of course we have Spartan Race coming up, which I know Jocelyn knows all about that. And also Andrea, because we talked about it last time, but March 12th and 13th as well will be the race, like a 50K. I don't think I can do a 50K, but I'll be a spectator. I'll work the booth for Visit SoCal and represent Atascadero. But a lot of people are coming out for that. So that's super exciting too. That's in Santa Margarita Ranch. So, and then get your tickets for Central Coast Craft Beer Festival, March 26th. And experience all of our breweries all in one place throughout the county, but also Atascadero. So, yeah.
Is that at Sunken Gardens?
Yes, in Sunken Gardens. And that's like 12 to 4. And they start out with a VIP event, which is super fun. So visit atascadero.com for everybody to go on to as far as stuff like that goes. And they can check it all out. So,
like, there's something happening every weekend and exciting on all the new businesses coming into town too.
Yeah, definitely filling up. It's exciting to see that. I can't keep up with everybody. I'm having a hard time.
Email and phone get blown up all the time.
Yeah, it's just like, I just need a minute to plan our own events, because we're bringing in a spring concert series to the downtown. So when we say the Park and Rec side, we definitely have every Saturday in April, April 2nd through April 23rd anyway, and then April 30th is Brew at the Zoo. So yeah, we're in the planning mode for all these different things. So yeah, fun.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, have you guys talked about streaming the concert event? Will that be available if people want
it? You know, we streamed during COVID and it was really successful, and we've kept up those videos for that. So that is an opportunity we could do on our YouTube website location that we have for the city of Atascadero. So yeah, it's a good idea. I'll look into that. I take these things and run with it, Andrea.
You just never know. I get thrown information at me sometimes too, and that's how stuff comes out of my mouth.
Yeah, and then I'm committed. That's how it works. Jocelyn knows that too. It's like,
oh yeah.
Anyway, that's all I have for right now, but quite a bit happening.
Well, let's see what next week holds. Or the week after that.
Okay, sounds good.
Very good. Well, thank you for being here. Appreciate the updates, and we know how to get a hold of you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks, Terry.
Bye, Terry.
Bye.
Jocelyn, thank you for being my co-host today.
Absolutely. This was so fun. Such an information-packed 30 or so minutes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of great times having you here, just like the good old days.
Yeah, well, it's fun to be here, and I'll have to, hopefully, I'm hoping to see this puppy one of these days. It's like a good teaser.
I know, I the kids. I don't know if they know where I am in the house. I can hear footsteps upstairs, but I don't know.
That's okay.
Big thanks to all of our guests today, too, and all the good information, all the wonderful things happening in the community. Jocelyn, what's the best way to get a hold of you if someone needs to get a hold of you?
They can always email me at jocelyn@thehrmcorp.com, or they can contact me through my website, which is thehrm.com.
Beautiful. Sounds good. Well, and go enjoy this 2-2-2-2-2 and margaritas too.
And Taco Tuesday.
And okay.
Margarita
and
Day.
And that's a wrap.
Just end on that. And mic drop.
And I'm out. That's a lot of cheese.